Learn the business of horses in the world's only accredited equine business program, the University of Louisville Equine Business Program. The University of Louisville has a legacy of excellence for more than 25 years of equine business education. Classes are taught by industry experts in state-of-the-art facilities located in the heartland of America's equine industry. The University of Louisville Equine Business Program. When it comes to horses, we mean business. For more information, visit business.louisville.edu/equine.
With 35 years at the forefront of sports technology, Stats provides next-generation sports content for basketball, baseball, football, soccer. And now, Stats is turning its sights to horse racing. RaceLens is the most in-depth product on the market. With innovative analytics powered by data from Equibase, it will change the way you follow horse racing. Stats RaceLens, bringing clarity to handicapping. Learn more at stats.com/racelens.
Down the biggest stories in the world of horse racing. This is At the Races with Steve Vick on Sirius XM Radio.
Back at the races, no fooling around when we get chances to talk to Lonnie Goldfeder. Usually we do our What Was I Thinking follow-ups, those terrific columns, and Lonnie's got to get back on the What Was I Thinking bandwagon, unless, Lonnie, you've been cashing so many tickets that you really have no What Was I Thinking regrets. Good morning.
There's always What Was I Thinking regrets, even when you're cashing tickets. It doesn't matter. You're never cashing enough. So that's always going to be the case. You know, no getting around that.
No, exactly. Why didn't I? Oh my God, I was right. Why didn't I bet more? That's a good point.
All in. You know, just push it all in.
Well, it's great to connect, and we haven't had a chance to talk to you in too long. And whether it's your DRF responsibilities or my failure to send you a text and get you on. But it's good to have you back, and we always get to see you at least once during the Saratoga season, and hope you and the bride will be up.
Be nice. Yeah, we'll see what we can do. We're working on it.
How you been playing? Talk
good.
About the beginning of the summer.
I actually really, you know, I was looking forward to Saratoga, and I really am liking it. It's like, it's just being able to just pick your spots. The good thing is I watch the New York horses all year round, and, you know, they're pretty consistent. I mean, but there's the changes in Saratoga, which you really got to be, it's a really tricky track. You got to be really careful because of the distance changes, I think, more than anything else. All these stretch outs, or, you know, you think, can a horse hold their speed going that long? I mean, could they go the two turns? There's a lot of different variables, particularly when you transition from Belmont. And then you have to, you know, check out the other shippers. And, you know, I also follow the Maryland circuit, too. So I like to see a Laurel shipper come in every now and then. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But I am enjoying the Saratoga meet. I just hope the weather could hold up a little bit. Is it raining there?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Too bad.
It is. We'll see. I haven't seen any decisions yet on turf. We'll keep an eye out for that. And I'm sure they'll do everything they can to keep the Hall of Fame on the grass. Wisely, to the credit of the racing office, I think there's only one other turf race scheduled for the day. I think they knew when they pulled this card the other day that there was the big threat. So
that's good.
So that may end up back good. on the main. You could expect that comes off. Talk about the distance changes, because of course Belmont and how you suggest players attend to it, because the extended one turn even routes at Belmont, you get back here to two turns.
Yeah, I mean, you know, even at Belmont, you know, you go a mile and a quarter, you go in basically 1.5 turns, and that's a big difference. I mean, so you could, so a stretch out horse, like if you're going a mile and a 16th, it's probably not as hard to manipulate, you know, that kind of a terrain as it is to go two tight turns, I might say, at Saratoga. That's kind of difficult, and it becomes a jockey thing too, in knowing how to take care of your horse. You know, if you got a speed horse who's maybe trying to stretch out a bit, you got to try to preserve that energy so that they can actually do it. So it's very tricky, I think, in Saratoga. But you know, the history of how they've run over the track is always pretty big, and also trainer familiarity with the track is huge. But you know, sometimes they could outrun their pedigree, which is you know, that's usually when I get beat.
Well, let's take a look, and this is always a great Saturday, and the Whitney, one of the great mid-season handicap races year after year, and we got one of those stretch out questions to be answered. And let's start with the Whitney, and then the test, and then we can jump around a little bit. And the idea for Mind Your Biscuits, Chad Summers, you can't blame him at all after the unbelievably great effort in the Metropolitan, and just loses that photo to Bee Jersey, and now we'll try to go an extra eighth of a mile. It doesn't have to go 45 or 109 though.
No, he doesn't. I mean, I think he's a really good horse. I really like Mind Your Biscuits, and you know, I was even worried about the mile at Belmont, the one turn. I think this is at a short price, it's a really big ask for this horse. I could see maybe why they'd want to try it. You know, granted, you're stretching out in a grade one, but you're dealing with a horse that's probably not the soundest horse in the world. And sprinting, and I think, takes a bigger toll on your body than going long, for example. You know, at a short price, you know, I don't like him at all. You know, to be honest with you, this is one of those deals where you're talking to a horse going two turns, basically almost like, has he even gone two turns before? I don't even know. And he's going in a grade one race against horses who kind of specialize in routes. So at a short price, you know, as much as I like him, I don't like him in this spot at all. I was kind of dumbfounded as to why he was in this spot. But when I think of, like, some of his physical issues, I'm thinking maybe they're maybe thinking ahead, although, you know, you see he's a horse at 5 years old, so I don't know how much longer they really want to race him.
Well, this will be it. He's this year. He's going to He's going to go to Japan to stand stud. But I there's not incentives per se, but why not try this? And you know, chances are,
yeah,
exactly. And chances are, especially after watching Imperial Hint and Promises Fulfilled last week, chances are that he's going to end up in the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, because it's a one turn. You know, it's the traditional. Right. It was what the Breeders' Cup had in mind this year with the one turn mile at Churchill, and so It feels like that's the, you know, the right opportunity for him. And so, you know, to run here, Woodward, etc. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, if he drifts up to a reasonable price, you know, he's worth a flyer, but. You know, everybody in this race, you know, not everybody, but they're certainly more, you know, acclimated to that kind of a distance. And there's other places to go here. So if we're lucky enough, he takes money. And, you know, in terms of that's my opinion. You know, let him take the money. But I probably won't be on that train.
Well, Diversify's presence absolutely changed things up. And his decision, Violet and Mr. Evans' decision to run, really gives a clear, you know, presence of how they're going to spill out of the gate, because Diversify has one interest, and that's the lead. Take it from there, Lonnie.
Well, you know, he had a really, really good – he was great in his last race. He had it all to himself. I imagine Dalmore is not going to give it to him, so that could impact the race here quite a bit. I mean, it's all about what Dalmore does, I think. I think he's the only other horse that really could threaten him on the lead. So if you could make him work a little bit, then you could probably set it up for some of these other horses, maybe a horse like Backyard Heaven, who could sit off, who's really talented. I guess I wonder a little bit about his ability to do the distance, but I do like his talent. And, you know, he has been the two turns before. He's run well. I think he's kind of a game horse who could be the value, you know, if the money goes elsewhere. You know, he's one of the values. I'm not saying the main, but, you know, a horse like that could just sit off the pace. It's up to Dalmore. If Dalmore basically, and I don't see how he has any other choice, so I think he's got to take it to Diversify. But Diversify's got the ability to sit, so it depends upon, again, if Ortiz just sits off of Dalmore and lets him go, if he wants to go crazy, let him go, and then just take over. But the race definitely goes through Diversify. But there are other interesting, you know, options here.
And they include?
You know, interestingly enough, I'm looking at Good Samaritan a little bit here. Mott's horses have been running very well. This horse runs really well fresh. I mean, he hasn't had the best 2018, but that said, he does like going longer. Since he's been on the dirt, his longer races have been really good. I mean, he's had some tough ones here and there. But that said, I think he's a talented horse. I think, looking at the morning line of 12-1, if he's anything like that, he's going to offer some pretty good value in here. And he's a horse I might be interested in. I'll definitely be using him in my picks. I mean, you have the other usual suspects who run here who could move up, that being like a Tap Rate on the Rail or McCracken. But I don't know if the race is going to set up well enough for them. Even though Good Samaritan is a pretty big closer, he's a 4-year-old. He's out of a good barn. He's run well at the distance. I think he's got some good class to him. And I think based on that morning line, I do like the value to him.
12-1, Good Samaritan, and of course the performance in the Jim Dandy last year, which was his eye opening. First
right.
over opportunity on dirt.
Yeah. So I think there's some value. Again, I still think Diversify is really good, and he was a monster last time being in that field, but he did have it his own way. And if he can get a little bit of pressure here, it could kind of open it up. Again, I'm going to look at maybe a Good Samaritan and Backyard Heaven as horses I'm going to use besides in my picks, and based on the what the odds are at the time, I'll decide, how I really want to play that race. But it depends. I imagine the first fight is going to be really short.
Let's look at the test, and then we'll go to the back end behind the two TV stakes that'll be on NBC. And this is a kind of an interesting group that came together for the test, and not headliners.
This is a really good race. I mean, I think there's a lot of good horses here. And the first horse I looked at, actually was Classy Act, because in the Victory Ride, that was an amazing race. I mean, that Classy Act ran there, because it's like one horse who I really like is Sour, the Linda Rice horse, and that horse was sitting the perfect trip behind the speed duel between Classy Act and Mia Mischief, and I thought Sour was going to run right past Classy Act, but Classy Act was so game to get second there that I came away really impressed. And if you look at the running lines, this horse is a sprinter. It's totally what she wants to do. So I think she's really settling into where she wants to be, and I think she's going to be very tough here. As long as she does not get hooked in the speed duel, because there's a lot of speed here. So she was the first horse I looked at in this race because I had a very positive note on her. Another horse I really like, or I find interesting, is Al Stahl's Minute to Stardom. I mean, she's headed her own way pretty much in every race she's been in, so this is a big step up. But I think she's got a lot of talent, and she could be more of a price play. But that said, I think horses like Mia Mischief is going to take money. Alter Moon is going to take money. Stall Sauce might take some money, too. Separation of Powers is going to take money because of that that really bad break in the Victory Ride. I just think there's a lot of talented horses here. And, if it's one of those cases where, everybody says, I don't want to go right to the lead, and they let Mia Mischief go, Mia Mischief could clearly wire the field. But I'm thinking that there's going to be a little bit of pressure for her so that she doesn't get away. But she's dangerous, too.
Well, and that's the key. It is, there's plenty of stalky types and pace press types.
Right.
And really just to, want the lead. Mia Mischief, by all rights, is the only need the lead or want
right.
the lead, clear and present danger to that style. Minute to Stardom, she has sat early in her races. She
right,
hasn't
right.
rushed to the lead.
Yeah, she's gotten some really good trips that she's made out for herself. She seems to be a really nice horse to ride. I mean, she you know, she, and then when she's asked, she always responds. Granted, her first two races were like state bred races where she just demolished the field, and then she went to open company and did it again, pretty much, you know. So this is a big step up. She's never really run against anything like this, I think that, you know, I really think Al Stoll is a top trainer, and he'll have her on top of her game. But as long as she's at that 6 or 7 to 1 price, I find her really interesting. Of those horses, I mean, yeah, like you said, me and Mr. is the only one dedicated to the lead. I mean, Ultra Moon is a horse that can go to the lead. I think that she'll take some money for Chad Brown. But I always question sometimes these horses coming in from Gulfstream, so I don't know how it's going to translate. Obviously, she gets Chad Brown, which is a huge help. But, you know, the more I look at it, the more I'm probably still going to tee around Classy Act unless I can see something else.
Let's go to the late double, the second half of the All Stakes Pick 4, the Grade 3 Wyeah, which worked its way up the ladder, and the Lure. We can only assume that we'll be all right for turf for the stakes tomorrow, and we'll call the turf certainly no better than yielding, and more likely soft.
I thought Santa Monica was really good. I know she's going to be the favorite, but she was really good in both of her last couple of races there. I think the race kind of goes through Santa Monica, but that said, there are definitely options. In terms of, I think Tricky Escape is interesting. That's the horse from Delaware. She ran really nicely. She always had horse in that race, which I thought was really nice. And I think this is a nice logical place to put her. You know, you deal with these mile and a half things. You're thinking like, let's see who can go the distance. And you know, I think a lot of horses here are okay with that. So the three horses I really I guess you got to start with the Rice's horse. No, that's the next race. Sorry. The three horses I really looked at here were Santa Monica, Tricky Escape, and Lottie for Grand Motion. I think that even, you know, the outside post going a mile and a half is not really going to bother me too much. I just think that I like the distance with her, and I just think that she's the kind of horse that's going to probably drift a little bit above her 4 to 1.
I'll mention too that be sure to check for horses that have shown an affinity for off going on grass. You're looking for the yielding and the soft. Mom's on Strike, horse that has won a couple different places at Churchill and at Fairgrounds on softer yielding. So keep that in mind.
Right.
Take a look at the Lure. And
that's got some of my favorite horses in there. You know, I was a huge fan of Criminologist, and Inspector Lindley is a son of Criminologist. And so I almost always gravitate towards this guy. In this case, the outside post is probably not the best thing, but he doesn't really need to get the tactical. He could save ground. Along with my other pick in this race is Ticonderoga. You know, he doesn't seem to win enough, but he's good. I think he's a good horse. He's gonna start winning some races. He's got the morning line of 5 to 1, which would be nice. Obviously, this is the one where I was talking about the one of the right horse, Brutus Song, who you talk about on the track. The horse is 4 for 4 at Saratoga, has run well over a good surface with 2 wins. So I could see why Brutus Song, you know, if Brutus Song gets loose, it's a problem. Of course, a mile and a 16th going wide away for this horse would not be an issue, because a lot of these horses want to come off the pace. And that could pose a problem for them if Brutus Song gets loose. Particularly horses that are 4 for 4 over Saratoga surface are always really dangerous. But Mr. Cub perhaps could give her a little bit of something on the lead. But he's going to have to commit. I don't think he's nearly as fast as her. He's not nearly as fast as him, so that's going to be a problem. But he has to get, if he could try to go to the lead, he could hopefully set up for Ticonderoga or Inspector Lindley. And those are the two horses I want to key here. But defensively, I would certainly use Fudu Song, because I think he's really dangerous on the lead.
He is. And at least in this, it feels like there's a variety of candidates to try to prompt him. And that even includes Conquest Panthera, who at a glance looks like a horse that comes from off, except that he's a horse that has mostly been going shorter, and yeah, particularly at Woodbine, that's a one-turn turf mile. So he's got speed, and yeah, Luis Saez takes over, and he is traditionally pretty aggressive. And I would think that he's going to set up shop underneath Voodoo Song, and at the very least prompt him from under and float him a little bit. And I don't think Voodoo Song gets away with murder, as we've seen on a regular basis ever since he got good moving to Linda Rice.
Right. And you just have to hope somebody prompts him. That's all. I mean, I guess there are others, like you say, who have the potential. I mean, even a Zenner could possibly go out, you know?
Yep.
But the thing is, just don't let this horse get loose. He's got good speed. He's got good route speed. That's the only problem. You know, and that's something to worry about if you're going against Voodoo Song. But if somebody could look him in the eye and just soften him up a little bit, then you've got some quality closers who could maybe make a run. And it's not a mile, it's a mile and a 16th. So that gives you just enough time for something to happen. Because I think he's more effective as a miler, even though he's one longer. I think Voodoo Song more of a miler than I do as a longer turf router around two turns. So that this is a situation where, well, this is, it's not a turf, so it's not a big deal, but this is a situation where I think the course could maybe, you know, with a little pressure, could maybe bring him back to the field. And maybe set it up for like an Inspect Olympia or Ticonderoga. But he's definitely, some of these other horses definitely have to give him some pressure. Otherwise, you know, it's goodbye. I mean, it's over.
Well, we have hopefully as dry a day as possible, and hope that the turf, because there's too many good, the De La Rose as well, there's too many good turf races. Lonnie, got to get your man Grenig in, and he's going to join us next. Looking forward to seeing you. And glad we're back in the swing.
Hi, man. It was great to be here.
I appreciate it. Lonnie Goldfutter, everybody, does a terrific job. And we got to get Lonnie writing again and getting the What Was I Thinking columns back. Grenick next. And then Scully and Quigley and Robin Howlett back after this.
Latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Vick on Sirius XM Radio.
Fun in the Sun is ExpressBet's summer treasure. If you can't make it to the spa or where the surf meets the turf, do the next best thing and play Saratoga and Del Mar with ExpressBet. And while you're at it, don't miss ExpressBet's $100,000 Fun in the Sun handicapping competition. Play Saturdays by making a live $10 win wager on one horse in each of 10 competition races. Each week, top players collect $4,000 for first, $2,000 for second, and $1,000 for third. Plus, based on cumulative earnings throughout the season, the top four finishers will win Pegasus World Cup Handicapping Championship seats, a $12,000 value each. Pre-registration is now open for account holders only. Don't miss this fantastic opportunity to shoot for some cool Fun in the Sun Saturday summer cash with ExpressBet Saratoga and Del Mar. Visit ExpressBet.com now to open an account and for complete Fun in the Sun details.
Account wagering is not permitted in all states. National Problem Gambling Support Line, 1-800-522-4700.
Pennsylvania's breeding program is truly the most lucrative in North America. Now, we'll pay a 50% breeder award for PA-sired, PA-bred maidens who run first, second, or third, with 25% for non-PA-sired, PA-breds. Last year, the number of mares bred rose by 15% in Pennsylvania. And unlike some other states, our Racehorse Development Fund can only be used to support Pennsylvania breeding and racing. This is Brian Sanfratello. Please visit us at PABred.com.
Hi, this is retired race caller Tom Durkin. So, after this year's Derby, I stopped by Top Round Roast Beef on Shelbyville Road in St. Matthews. I got two sandwiches, one for back at the hotel and another for the trip back home to New York. The first one was so good, I had the other one right there. Certified Angus beef, roasted 5 hours, each one made to order. You can taste the difference. Top Round Roast Beef, Shelbyville Road, St. Matthews. Tell them Tom Durkin sent you. Oh, by the way, try the frozen custard too.
Hi, John Parada here, inviting you to join me in the Dublin Racing Club, along with friends like Steve Bick and Tom Durkin. If you have an interest in Ireland and horse racing, it's the best way to be involved with both. So log on now to DublinRacingClub.com and come join us at one of Ireland's 26 racetracks.
The Dublin Racing Club is designed to introduce racing fans to the ownership experience by participating in the sport in Ireland. For more information on the Dublin Racing Club, log on to DublinRacingClub.com.